welcome back to the Vancouver Mixtape.
We back.
We back after that abrupt ending to I Believe in You by Cherry Blue.
Mm.
Off of the Space for You EP.
Yeah, it's a very spacey track.
Spacey, cool, interesting production. Definitely a little James Blake influence, but I think you could say that about most Cherry Blue. Just cool, like, interestingly produced and sort of left field electronic pop. Very cool.
Yeah,
R&B a little bit.
It feels like there's a lot of room for them to just kind of like riff within the space of the music underneath.
Yeah, and very prolific. You know, putting out an EP every, you know, 3 or 4 months for the last couple of years. So lots of music out there. Check it out, cherryblue.bandcamp.com. Before that, we had Good Fruit by Jody Glenham. Who doesn't like a wine metaphor, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you don't like wine, you can like the metaphor. And before that, Flowers by Jameson Isaac, a.k.a. Teen Days. So that was Flowers and Good Fruit, I Believe in You, and now For You by April Liang and Tashi.
Kids these days, they just don't like spelling out you.
Patience by Western Motel from the record Badass Dragon. Why not? You know?
I mean, it feels redundant. Are there non-Badass Dragons?
Well, you clearly haven't played in my Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Sometimes they're weak and babies, you know? Young dragons. Dragonettes. Dragonites.
Remember that band Dragonette?
I do. But I could not name a single song by them. But I know that they are a band.
Yeah.
Were? Are?
Are?
Schrodinger's band.
You know, one fun fact about them is that they're not from Vancouver.
No?
No.
But they're Canadian, right? They are
Canadian. I believe they're some primo, mid-aughts, party pop, dance pop.
Well, apparently now, Dragonette is the stage name of Canadian singer-songwriter Martina Sorbara, originally an electronic music band from Toronto, Ontario. Mm. Sorry, Toronto, Ontario. Toronto. Really outed myself as a non-Torontonian by saying Toronto. Interesting. Formerly a husband and wife band, but no longer either of those things. So, anyway, that's not Vancouver mixtape related at all. But, you know, we take our detours as we will. Before Patience by Western Motel, we heard from the band Donnie Don't from the Graveyard Personalities Redux album. That was I'm Starting to Get It Now. And that set was kicked off by a collaboration between April Liang and Tashi, a track called For You, the number four and the letter U. Yeah, For You.
For me.
Just like Jamie said, the Utes. Not spelling things out. There were horns on that last Western Motel track. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
We're going to hear some more horns.
Yeah, we are.
From a record called No Trumpet Left Behind.
And you, good.
By the band Balkan Schmalken, who are rooted in the traditions of the Roma and Klezmorum of Eastern Europe.
This is a real Jesse-ass band.
This is a really Jesse swear band. and it's not from their previous record, which is called Weapons Grade Euphonium, which I love. This one, again, No Trumpet Left Behind. This is the closer. It's called Boom!
Shaka-laka-boom, 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 shaka-laka-boom. your book full to the fact that you hate me. Right inside your interest, I can find you impressed. There's nothing more to say on a childlike
Leone, Leone, L-E-O-N-E, Leone, by Squire's Guild, from the Casual Causal demos. God, guys.
No, Jesse, this is your jam.
This is my jam.
This is your jam.
Yeah, cool stuff. Things are getting a little, not like heavier, but like scrunchier.
We're still like pretty vibey.
Yeah. And
it's a vibey day here on the
It's
tape.
A vibey day here, and we have time for like one more song. When did that happen? Before Leone, you heard Weird Bed and or Yes Please by Newt Girl, which is from the Weird Bed and or Yes Please single. The B-side of that is Yes Please and or Weird Bed, and it's the same track backwards. Like in reverse.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. So you can just listen to it in a strange loop, forwards and backwards. I don't know if you remember this about me, Jamie. I know I'm eating into the time for our last song, but do you remember when I was like so deeply into the Mars Volta that I was like, if you listen to the albums backwards, it's like a whole different experience.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Not a good experience. Not in hindsight, it just sounds like listening to a record backwards.
Yeah.
Shocking. But there were backwards vocals on some of the albums. So like if you listen, you would hear Cedric's super intelligible lyrics. You could definitely figure out what he meant. Anyway, and before that we had Boom by Balkan Schmalken. That was weird.
That was wonderful.
It was good. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom. Okay, our last track of the show. Jamie, do we go Spanish language punk-ish? Do we go an old throwback to a band that used to exist but no longer does? or a track by Renters, or a Green Day cover?
Let's do the oldie from a band that doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. The one track I did not have.
Okay, let's do Spanish language punk.
Okay, sure. Let's do that. I don't know why I offered that. This is Pura Mania, which is like pure mania, you know. It is bouncy punk. It's great. And this one is called Amor de Coladera, Veneno y Glam, which means things in Spanish. Jamie.
Well, Jesse.
That was Amor de Coladero, Veneno y Glam, which is colander love, poison and glam. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Vancouver Mixtape. That was Pura Mania. We'll be back again next week, I think. Take care.
We can try.
Love you lots. Bye.
Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.